For months now, Ryan Matheson has been facing a backlash. He is chair of the Board of Governors at the University of Northern British Columbia, and in November, he announced that the board had selected former Conservative Cabinet Minister James Moore as the university's next chancellor. Since then, he has faced protests, a petition, and even calls for his resignation. But he is standing by the decision, and to tell us why, he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, remind us, why did you select, or why did the board select James Moore as the next chancellor of UNBC?
Well, the chancellor nomination process is a lengthy process that was established by the university, and the nomination first stems from the Alumni Association and goes through a number of steps through the process, and then comes to the board for decision. And James Moore was the candidate that was brought forward by the Alumni Association and went through that process to become the next chancellor of UNBC.
And I understand from some Freedom of Information documents that have been released that it was a bit of a split decision. I'm curious, were there many other candidates? Was it a very difficult selection process?
Well, the selection process goes through a number of different bodies. A number of candidates were considered, and it's the Alumni Association, as prescribed in the University Act. The Alumni Association brings names forward to the process, and then they get considered. So there was always great debate. It's a university campus, so there's always people that have thoughts and opinions about all sides of the conversation. And so the name was brought forward and went through the process through a number of steps over several months, that was the candidate that was put forward by the Alumni Association for the chancellor nomination.
And Mr. Moore was a sitting cabinet minister at the time that the nomination process opened. Did that come up in the discussions? Was it a concern at all?
It was not a concern in the duration of the process. The process started with the open call for nominations back in December of 2014, if I recall, and a number of names and times came up with the Chancellor Advisory Task Force, and the name that came forward was James's during the summer months after he had stepped down as an MP or saying he wasn't going to run again. And the way it's written is that he cannot sit as an MP and be a chancellor at the institution. So his time has passed. He's no longer there. And at the time of his installation, which will be this May, he's no longer associated with sitting in government.
In following the fallout that's come from some quarters, at least, on this decision, is there are people who feel that James Moore was too close to the government and that there just shouldn't be a role for that sort of partisanship in the chancellor position. I'm curious if you feel the same way, if you feel like partisanship should be something to be avoided with the chancellor.
I think it's important. He's coming from a perspective of being a UNBC alumni and owes a lot of what he was able to his success to what UNBC had taught him. And when he was an industry minister, he was driving the force behind the creation of the Canada First Research Excellence Fund. He's been in other initiatives such as directing Canada's role in space exploration and research. He was also part of establishing two new national museums, the National Museum of Immigration in Halifax and the Museum of Human Rights in Winnipeg. So the partisanship is he's not coming to be a partisan person at the university. He's coming to give his expertise and his excellence in order to help UMBC move forward into the next 25 years. And being an alum and having the opportunity to work with him and interact with the university community on issues for us, such as recruitment and advancement, that is something that he's passionate about and wants to put his energies into as he moves forward.
There's a clip of Mr. Moore just the day before the federal election. He's standing among a sea of conservative signs in front of a conservative plane. There's another sign sitting there of warning about what a liberal government would mean for taxes, and he's imploring the crowd to vote for Stephen Harper. This was 1 month before he was announced as the chancellor of UNBC. So, I mean, from that perspective, can you understand why people might feel like he's even though he's not in government, he's pretty closely aligned with that Conservative Party, and that he might have the Conservative Party's interests above sort of the neutrality that they expect from the position of Chancellor?
I can understand where people come from. Absolutely. He and I've had conversations with him, and in those conversations, he was a part of that government that was currently sitting, which and his term was officially up when the election happened, and he said that he was, doing his public service to make sure that he was part of his party and what they wanted to do up until that point and serve until the end. And he helped on a number of his colleagues on their campaigns during that time, lending his expertise to them, and then his commitment ended. And I do understand where people are coming from on both sides of this debate, but if for the university moving forward and where the university needs to go in the next 25 years, the Alumni Association felt strongly about moving his nomination forward, and then as it subsequently came through the board, agreed with that and wanted to move forward with Mr. Morris, the Chancellor.
Now, one question that I've seen asked at a Senate meeting, at the public board meeting that you attended at UMBC in Prince George, is even if you feel that he's qualified, just given the amount of blowback and the divisiveness of this issue, it's been ongoing for months with professors, the Senate, the Graduate Student Association, all saying that they disagree with this. On that basis alone, why not just reconsider and select somebody who's less divisive when it does run this risk of alienating such a large portion of the university population?
I think it's important to note that we've had a number of discussions at the board level about this since the decision. We have talked at length, and different opinions have come forward. We've talked amongst ourselves and heard from people. There's not normally an opportunity for a question period or a public session period from a board meeting, which we had in January, to hear everybody, to hear their thoughts and comments. And this part of it is, although it's upsetting and there's things going on, it's the public debate. It's only been the one side that's been very vocal. I've had a number of comments from people who are very supportive of this. I think it's important that we understand where this is all coming from. James wants to be able to connect with people and understand their points of view. We want to understand what their points of view are and see where we can work together in order to move the university forward. And the board itself has talked about a number of occasions and had a subsequent vote regarding this, and have reaffirmed that James is their chancellor moving forward. So there's been a number of conversations happening, and the board has been listening to those people in those conversations. However, we feel it's time to move forward and make sure that we can, and during his term, make sure the university is better for it, and understand that we can build a platform where we can move forward for the next 25 years.
Is there any possibility of you changing your mind or the board reversing its decision? Is it a done deal? And if it is a done deal, how are you going to bring people on board who are opposed?
No, thank you very much. The board has looked at this issue several times. We are moving forward with James Moore as the next chancellor of UMBC. James will be coming to campus several times in the next few months to talk and listen to people that are on both sides in regards to moving the no side. I don't want to say the dissenters, but the no side. It's about understanding where they come from and what they want from a chancellor and moving forward.
Ryan Matheson, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Ryan Matheson is a chair of the Board of Governors at UMBC.